Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You guys, I'm excited for That's What I Like, because I just tried one of the things Jenna's going to talk about.
Why? You cheated.
Well, my phone was doing it, and then Jenna let me know that she's going to talk about it. It made me tear up a little bit.
Made you tear up?
Yeah, like in a good way.
Something your phone did made you tear up?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
We will. We'll talk about it in a second, but we do have, speaking of feeling good, Feel Good Friday's coming up.
All right.
So we will have you calling us, Kid Nation. Put the phone number on your phone if you don't have it yet. It's 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you can use that phone number to text us anytime you want, because we have a cool text machine over here at the radio station.
A text machine.
So we get all your text messages. Also, we got to break that tie in the battle of the sexes. It's 1-1. Girls versus the guys. So today that tie will be broken. We will be playing Battle of the Sexes.
Uh-huh.
Before this hour is over, hopefully we'll get to that game.
We need redemption.
Redemption for the ladies, or will the guys take the lead? We'll find out. But right now, let's get to it. It's time for Jenna's
That's What I Like.
So Jenna, every week, lets us know what she really likes.
I'm just like a little overwhelmed with things I like right now. So for me, I've had to cut my list down in half. So next week,
yeah, you can save it. Perfect.
All right, but why don't we just go ahead, instead of starting with a song, let's start with what just made you emotional.
Jenna, so emotional.
We came to work 2 days ago hating on the iPhone update because ours just did it when we were sleeping and we're all scared.
Yeah.
But now we've learned some things that we really love with this update. What were you just doing?
So when I opened my phone, it said, "You have a memory today." And it was a picture of my wife with my two kids. Uh-huh. So I was interested, so I clicked on it. And when I clicked on it, it had a bunch of pictures from what I believe is around this time last year or in years past, however long you've had your phone on this date.
You're taking a cue from Facebook.
But at the very top, they had a movie, Jenna. And I clicked on it. I was like, I'm interested to see this movie. And I clicked on the movie. You get to pick what song you want to play with it. So it says, you want to go chill? Do you want to go sentimental on it? Do you want to go happy? So I hit that sentimental action. And the video started playing. And it hit me in the feels really hard.
You started crying.
Because it was my kids. And it was all these things that I had forgotten I had on my phone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's super. I'm going to post it. It's that good.
The iPhone does a lot of things, but I think photos are what most of us care about the most. We want to take good pictures.
Yeah,
So this is what's really cool. At least with my girlfriends and I, we often say, why do your photos move? You know, when you swipe through your phone and you catch a moment of movement.
When it says live up top. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. So you can do this live photo feature. Yet we've never been able to do anything with that live feature until now. Now they're kind of taking a cue from Instagram with the boomerang.
Yeah.
And so now when you have a live photo, if you like the look of it, you just swipe up and it gives you a variety of options to work with that moving photo. You can do a loop, you can do a bounce, you can do a long exposure.
Ooh.
So, you know, just some other cool tricks you can do with pictures that you take on your phone.
I would just tell my kids that the live ones were haunted.
Which is really great. Yeah, but it's great when you take photos of kids who aren't sitting still and now you can actually do something with that photo.
And
it's not blurry.
Only with the iOS 11, the new update.
Right. And then another cool thing I've learned is that if you take a screenshot, you know us girls, we like to screenshot conversations.
Yeah.
But then you have to go back into your photos to then send the screenshot, text it. Now, when you take a screenshot of anything, it stays small in the bottom left-hand corner for 5 seconds. So you can just click it and text it that way without having to exit what you're doing.
Shortcut.
So little things. There's a lot going on.
And
those are my favorite.
It. You can discard it immediately.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's not, you don't have to go back and discard it later.
And you know what Nick just told me, our producer Nick just told me in my headphones, that those songs that you can pick for that movie, Jenna, that the phone will make for you.
Yeah.
One of those songs is from our boy Tim Halperin.
Say what?
Yeah, it came with the new update. So you could pick a Tim Halperin song. And Tim was on our show a few years ago because he was on American Idol. And we did Idol Got It Wrong when Kid was around. And so he's got one of his songs on the new update, which is really cool.
There you go, Tim.
Well, I've returned to bringing you guys gifts. So as I hand out my magic brownies that are safe.
Okay.
They are safe.
What's magic about them?
Ish.
Safe-ish?
You guys, if I tell you what's in them, you're not going to like them. But if I hand them out and you have a bite, I promise, I've actually eaten, you can tell.
Is it kale?
These. No.
Everyone take a
brownie. I'm going to pass out the brownies as we play my favorite song of the week by a band called Autograph with an F. This song is called Sleepless in New York City. So you can listen to this.
If I could try.
Autograph. Which is how you should spell autograph, by the way.
I
got my piece. Jenna's passing out the brownies.
All right. Here to take first bite, though. Right?
Are your magical brownies supposed to be eaten with this sort of music? So take a bite, Jenna.
Saying that this is all legal.
Do we take a bite now?
Yeah, this is good. Listen to the music as you eat the brownie. Yes.
Okay. It looks like a real brownie. It smells like a real brownie.
Yeah. Good.
Tastes like a real brownie.
It tastes like a real brownie.
What's wrong with it?
Mmm. It's got chocolate chips in it.
Now tell me before I swallow what's in it.
Swallow.
Mushrooms!
Well, I like mushrooms. But not magic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms.
Wait, am I going to get high?
I knew you guys wouldn't eat them. Don't these taste like regular brownies?
Am I going to get high?
Well, they said that it's a good way to reset your brain. I saw a study.
You're going
to
get high on life, Kelly.
Now I taste them.
The new food trend is using these reishi mushrooms. Uh-huh. It's just a powder, right?
Yeah.
The aftertaste.
Really?
But I like mushrooms.
Well, you know what else these brownies are?
What?
Dairy and gluten-free.
Oh, wow. That's
so Jenna
amazing.
Can eat them because you're lactose intolerant.
Great? Yeah.
Okay.
Don't they taste like pretty good brownies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, this is the new food trend to put this powder in. Yeah. You can put it in juice. I didn't want to give you guys juice. You can put it in juice. You can put it in anything. But the Chinese have been using this reishi mushroom. They say it's the best superfood you can have, that it's been proven to ward off cancer, helps your immune system, helps your brain function. It does a whole variety of things. So I just bought this powder at Whole Foods.
You just did a brownie recipe, but you added this. This is not a brownie mix you bought with it in it. You just added
You can add this to anything you eat, and it's supposed to
be beneficial.
They say in Chinese culture that it's like for immortality.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. You might even throw in an egg.
Yeah, we love that.
All right.
These brownies are delicious, actually.
Is it made? I mean, you said Chinese people are using it. Is it made in China? I guess not. Mushrooms, you get mushrooms anywhere.
No.
It could be made in China.
Could be.
The mushrooms probably.
This is grown in Carlsbad, California.
Oh, right around where I grew up.
But great, right? I mean, those
really
brownies, you wouldn't, and they're gluten and dairy free, and I know you guys would have hated on that before you tried it.
If I'm trying to go vegan,
put a lot of mushroom in there.
Because I'm thinking about vegan life.
Okay.
This is perfect for it.
Oh,
the mushroom is vegan.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not going to be no vegan.
Well, my wife mentioned it, so I got to go along with it for a minute.
Yeah, right.
Don't you love it?
You're not going to do that.
I do love it.
I do. It was really good.
I also love
it. I haven't had a brownie since a long time.
Yeah, it's good. I was surprised how moist it was.
Yeah, it was very good.
Good.
I'm not a big sweets eater overall, but it was really good.
Good job on the brownie.
Yeah, good job on the brownie.
Good job, brownie.
Good job, brownie.
All right, do we have time? I have something I don't like.
Yeah, we got time. What's up? Oh, don't like. That's what Jenna usually finishes with.
Something I don't like?
Yeah.
You guys, the sled racing dogs are on the juice.
The steroids?
The Iditarod. You know the dogs, the mushin' dogs?
Yeah.
The mushin', what they are? They're mushin'?
Mush!
The mushin' dogs have been testing positive for steroids.
They're A-Rodding?
Yes, all of them. After they did a race, they're all violent.
They're
fighting, and they're on the juice, and I don't like it.
I guess you got to win your races.
A-Rod dogs.
It's just a little thing in the news, and it makes me very upset. Those Alaskan Husky dogs are testing positive for the juice.
Hey, dog.
Hi, dog.
Hey, dog.
Man.
Where do you go to get your news about juice and dogs?
I read a lot of animal news. I just don't share with you guys. Like a lot of animal news.
All right, Kid Nation. That right there was That's What I Like. And we really like what she gave us today, brownies.
Yeah.
Learn about the iOS.
Yeah.
Learn about juice and dogs.
And the song by Autograph.
And Autograph, Sleepless in New York City. But we want to hear about you now, Kid Nation. Why are you feeling good on this Feel Good Friday? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, tell us what you're feeling good about. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Feel Good Friday is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got this text right here.
Uh-oh.
So in case you have some of these on your phone. I clicked the memory video to show my coworker the new things, and the first memory that came up was a nude picture of myself. Excuse me while I go quit my job.
Oh, no. Yeah, I don't want to watch memory movies.
Yeah, so if you got nudies in there, just beware. They will probably pop up in your memories.
Might want to check those out first before you share.
But just in case, maybe your coworker liked it a lot and he's feeling good now.
That's right, he's feeling good.
Feel Good Friday, everybody.
And I should make you feel good. And I should make you feel
Kid Nation,
good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have a celebrity feel good right here from Chance the Rapper.
Yeah?
Celebrating his Grammys 2017 win once again. He posted an awesome video of himself unpacking the Grammy that he got in the mail alongside his 2-year-old daughter, Kensel. Check this out.
Oh!
They are much bigger than I thought.
Yeah. What number is this?
2.
Okay, this was 2. We did 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they win them, and then they have to send them off to be engraved.
Yeah,
so very cool.
Very cool.
Wow. They just sent them in the mail like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
By the way, today, our boy Trey in the control room, part-time Justin, and Kid TV Anna are all wearing their Chance the Rapper hats.
Oh, wow.
What a coincidence, or did they plan it?
I think it was a coincidence. Really, Trey?
They always wear them.
Yes. We were being lazy on Friday, and we all just happened to grab the same hat.
And just have, it's a cool hat. Why not, right?
Yeah. Right.
You have a feel-good Friday, don't you, Trey?
I'm going down to watch Justin Timberlake at the Circuit of the Americas Formula One race tomorrow.
Look at you. With your girl?
That's right. It's her birthday present.
Yeah. Oh.
The Justin or the Formula One racer?
Oh, she's a huge race fan.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't even know who Justin Timberlake is.
Oh, that's for you.
Oh, really?
That's for you.
And this feel-good right here. It's a quick tidbit, okay. Feel good.
Okay.
So this lady got catfished, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when she finally met the person, it ended up being this 53-year-old dude that was nothing what she imagined.
Aw, poor thing.
So her name's Emma. She decided, I'm going to look for this guy, the picture that this guy used. So she did the Google image search.
Because she was in love with that guy.
Yeah, that's who she fell in love with, at least looks-wise. She ended up finding the actual guy.
And?
Who ended up being a model in Turkey.
And?
Adam Güzel. Now, they are starting to talk, and they decided to meet.
Yeah.
And now, they have fallen in love.
What? See? It can happen.
Is that a feel-good or what?
That is a feel-good.
For Emma.
We just found out somebody's using my husband Alan's picture as their Bumble profile.
Are they really?
That
really?
My husband is being used to catfish.
Come on, Alan.
What? Yeah.
Shout out.
How about that?
Look at that. That's pretty, that's a...
What can you really do, though, you know?
Yeah, because then people are going to think it's really him under some other name. And
yeah, do anything about it.
Yeah. Are people going to think Alan's on a dating site?
Well, yeah. That's the crappy part about it. What do you think about it?
I'm flattered because my husband's hot.
Hello, I'm Alan.
That's right.
Or maybe he has a twin who happens to pose in the exact same way.
It's probably Alan. He's cool. Probably. You got a bunch of cool stuff going on. To the phones we go. Yvonne, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, tell us why you're feeling good this morning.
The past couple of weeks, I decided to start buying scratch-off tickets, and I've been winning every single one.
Whoa.
And yesterday, I won $100 on one of them.
Whoa.
On a $10 lucky ticket.
You are very lucky.
Look at you winning.
What are you going to do with that $100?
Well, I have to actually go to a doctor's appointment that's going to cost me about $200, so that's going to help out a lot.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's half of it.
Hey, congratulations on all your winning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Yvonne. Speaking
of... The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Right. Speaking of the playing scratch-offs and the lottery, this text right here says, picked up a lotto ticket, won $2 million. Life is great.
Whoa.
From a quick pick.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know you could win that much on a quick pick.
I didn't know. I won't give away his name, maybe, because he wants to keep his name...
On the DL.
On the DL, just in case a lot of cousins come out of nowhere.
If I win a million or two, I keep that quiet.
I wouldn't be able to. There's no way.
Really?
In the
I would.
Just kind of, you're set, you're good.
Yeah, no, I'd be sitting good and shouting from the mountaintop.
Well, no, because everybody's going to be hitting you up.
Why would you brag about that?
I just know my personality.
Bragging about money is so gross.
It's not even brag. It's just like, wow, I can't believe this. This is so great.
The number one thing they tell you to do if you win the lottery is don't tell anyone before you get a... lawyer or a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way you guys would know, I'd buy a big old chain.
Oh, my God. So that's how we know.
Yeah, just between us.
It's either that or midlife crisis.
No.
One of the two.
Signal just between all of us.
I wouldn't tell anybody, but I'd buy a big old dookie chain.
Yeah, big old chain. And then if you ask me, I just give you the wink, like the one out of you know.
Okay. Is it going to be a big dollar sign?
Yeah. No, not a dollar sign.
A taco?
I'd like a taco. That'd be cool. Big old gold taco.
I'd like a gold taco.
That's what I'm going to do. So you guys know, just in case one day I come in with a big old dookie chain.
You won.
Yeah. I'm not a rapper. I just won. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Oh, my gosh. I'm freaking out.
Are you embarrassed by yours?
Say what?
Are you embarrassed by your Feel Good Friday?
Oh, absolutely not. My Feel Good Friday is Big Al Shorts.
Yeah. What about them?
I love them. They are adorable. I'm not so keen on the shirt. Yeah, like a black shirt, you know. But I love the shorts. They're adorable.
Thank you so much.
It's the combo with the shirt.
Thank you very much.
We do. I believe we have a poll on Instagram right now. We took a picture of Al's wardrobe today.
I guarantee Al can do no wrong.
Yes. I saw it on Snapchat.
Yeah, you saw it on the Snapchat? Okay.
Thank you very much, babe.
You have Yvonne's.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, she's got your back. Erica's got your back with the shorts, Al.
She just thinks maybe we're being thrown off because of your shirt selection.
Maybe that's what it was, Kelly.
Maybe that's what it was.
Kelly and Jenna were not feeling it at all.
They're not.
But you know that's what? Fine. I'm not wearing my Sunday best either today, but still. You know.
No, I'm not. If he wants help, great. If not, and he's happy, then great.
I'm fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
I just feel like you just give up on life.
I've never known Al to dress super well since I've lived here.
But see, I did.
I've come and gone.
A long time ago.
Come and gone.
With your style?
You know, and it'll come around again.
I love your maroon workout outfit. That's been my favorite.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So I'm going to let you guys know, when you guys hate on my style, you're hating on my wife's style. Because she's the one that buys my clothes.
She likes to see you wear really tight things.
You sure she's picking them out for you or for Kaysen?
She's picking them for me, I believe. Well, maybe Kaysen too. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
What's your feel good?
I am a volunteer at Texas Scottish Rite Hospital, and I'm about to go pop popcorn for all the kids in the family.
Yay. Thank you for doing that. Love that.
Nothing like the smell of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You know, kids are gonna love
it. I want popcorn.
Yeah. Have fun.
I can kind of smell it just by her saying that. Mm. I can kind of smell popcorn.
I want some microwave popcorn. That's what I want.
So good. I just got some cheddar jalapeno popcorn yesterday. Oh, so good.
Uh-huh.
Have fun, Angie.
You like pirate booty?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have the big old bag of pirate booty at my house. Booty.
It's the best place to buy it is Costco if you have a Costco membership.
That's where we got
it. Cheapest. Huh. And everywhere else is so expensive.
And I think it's healthier than regular popcorn, so I eat the whole bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do when we think something's healthy.
Eat all of it.
Yeah, you get diet soda, you get two sodas.
You know what else is good at Costco if you haven't tried them? I know you walk by them and see them. You're like, I don't know. It's a big bag.
What?
Those dang coconut chips.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Those are good, too.
Oh, my God. They're called dang.
Dang?
But I'm not saying like in a slang word. That's the name of them. Dang.
Dang, dang.
Try them.
I've never heard of those.
Now
okay.
You know.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't. I can't. I'll go through the whole bag. I'll make myself sick.
Dang coconut chips. Hi, Molly.
Hi.
What's your feel-good Friday?
I'm feeling good this Friday because I got engaged about 3 weeks ago, and today I get to try on wedding dresses for the first time. Actually, tomorrow, but I get to try on wedding dresses.
Aww.
Yay!
Good for you, man. Have you all set a date?
It's going to be April 21st.
April 21st? That's a good date.
Yeah, but
we like that one.
6 months away. All right.
Yeah, it's about to happen. It gets here faster than you know. Have fun trying those out. Hi, Allie.
Hi.
Hey.
I think your husband might be a unicorn.
I think so, too. So I woke up this morning, walked out of my room, and my entire house was clean.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
So what happened?
My husband works night shift, and our internet went out. So instead of relaxing while he had a break, he cleaned the entire house, went to the store, got me a bottle of wine and some chocolate, and told me that when I get home from work today, I can just relax.
What in the...
Yeah.
What? All right. Oh, yeah. That's so awesome.
So many of us dudes are listening right now going, dang, man.
What did he do, though? He must have done something.
No.
You didn't, yeah, right?
No, he didn't do anything.
You got a good one. How long have y'all been married?
We will be 4 years in December.
That's awesome.
Go to the garage. Did he buy a slingshot or something?
He did something. He did. You might not find out about it for another week or two, but he did something.
He bought something. He did something.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm glad he did all that, but just he did something.
I am waiting for my wife to text me after this.
See what she did.
Alan bought a slingshot when Kelly was out of town, so...
Well, when Alan was out of town, I didn't buy anything, but I rearranged a bunch of stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Of course, he's really judgy about the way I put things. I'm like, whatever. He's not really happy with my choices, but he won't let me get rid of anything, except I did. Oh, I can't say it right now.
No, go ahead.
I brought a box of old frames up here because we just got to get rid of them. I'm sick of tripping over them.
So his frames?
Yeah, there are a bunch of frames back there if anybody wants them.
Wow. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, who's ready to play our fun new game, Battle of the Sexes?
The guys are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need some redemption.
Coming off that huge win last week, Al.
A questionable win.
Questionable.
Very
questionable.
True.
That was a catch.
It was a catch.
Yeah, it was a catch because Jenna was right on the octane question.
That's a pass, first.
You know what?
The audience responded. They were furious.
Still getting tweets, enraged.
Unfortunately, sometimes officials can rule in favor of a team.
Yeah,
if you keep
challenging, you're going to miss out. You're going to lose a timeout.
You know what would have satisfied me? Wow, Jenna, that was a great guess.
It was a really great guess.
Jenna, that was a great guess.
Thank you.
It was wrong.
Okay.
But it was
not wrong. Right. Thank you.
Okay, so what they're referring to is the question was, what is the octane rating for regular gasoline in the United States? And 86 octane is a octane rating. It is.
Yes, it is.
But it is not regular gas. And I went back. I had to check my facts.
And that bassy voice you hear is Nick Adams, the host of Battle of the Sexes.
Yes, and just to clear my name. I went to fueleconomy.gov. Would we all agree that the official U.S. government source for fuel economy information would be a good source to find the regular octane rating of gasoline?
I'm not even arguing it. I believe you. We were just getting a lot of photos from people at the gas pump.
You know what their octane rating is?
87.
Mama.
Let's move on. Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over it. I just wanted to be complimented for my good guess.
As you can tell, on this show, we hate to lose.
And we love to argue.
Yeah. We're a family. That's what we do.
So here's how we play Battle of the Sexes. We are pitting the guys versus the girls to see who knows more about the opposite sex. Each player will be asked two questions based on trivia the opposite gender would know.
Yeah.
And so after each player answers, we're going to see who is the superior sex. And we have two members of Kid Nation joining the teams.
Uh-huh.
For the ladies, we have Tia. Hello, Tia.
Tia. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi,
you
Tia.
Doing great.
And for the guys, we have Cody. What's up, Cody?
What's up? Cody with the Q here to take it down for the guys.
Cody with the Q?
Cody with the Q. Where's the Q?
Q-O-D-Y.
Really?
Yeah.
Cody.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Cody. That's a cool name.
Cody.
Cody.
Appreciate it.
Oh, see, I like that name. And Tia means aunt in Spanish. The family member, yes.
Yeah, but it's kind of a nickname.
She's Tia with the Ia.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we got Quody, so.
Okay, so we did a coin flip backstage, and the ladies are going to go first this time.
Oh, as they should.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
And Kelly, you're up first.
All right. Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Something tells me Nick has decided who gets what kind of question.
You think he's biased with the men because he is, in fact, a man?
Yes. You think it's because...
He never gives me the sports questions.
Well, because you know sports pretty well.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, Kelly. Apple's new mobile operating system is called iOS blank.
11.
Correct.
Yes!
Very good.
Oh, no!
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes, Kelly.
I got
the girl that doesn't know how to turn on.
Kelly, been updating.
Kelly knows her technology.
And we've been talking about it. I just figured it would slip her mind.
Yeah. And you all saw me. I didn't Google.
Nope.
I looked anyone.
Oh.
I got that on my own. Thank you.
You did.
So good, Kelly.
Thank you, me.
Was it a slight guess?
No.
I was trying to remember the last update I did, and I believe it was an 11.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't say 86.
Why would I say 86? That would be...
Tia, I did not hear you cheer for the girls.
Oh, she didn't.
Oh, sorry. Yay.
Okay, Kelly's got a point for the ladies. They are in the lead. JC, you're up for the boys.
All right.
Okay.
Hit me.
The show Gilmore Girls is based in what fictional Connecticut town?
Gilmore?
That's incorrect. Does anyone know that answer?
Do you know Cody?
Can the girls steal?
No.
Unfortunately not.
Al, do you know?
Of course not.
The only city in Connecticut I know is Hartford, but that's not fictional.
It is Stars Hollow.
I have no idea.
I didn't watch that. Did you watch that, Tia?
No, I didn't.
We would have lost that one, too.
No one on this panel could have gotten it right. Okay. No.
Okay, Tia, let's go with you. Let's get another point for the ladies. How many divisions are in the NFL?
Two, right?
That's incorrect. There are 8 divisions, 4 per conference.
Yeah, 2 conferences.
You play at the end.
Well, that's it. Those are conferences.
AFC, NFC all broken up.
Divisions are,
Did you know that, Jenna?
I mean, I would have had to do the math. Mm-hmm. It's what, AFC? It's
4-4.
4-4, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you, Tia.
Yeah. Look at Quody talking about my man.
Well, north, south, east, west, and both, right?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. So now we're going back to the boys. Quody, we're going to go with you. Quody, Cody, what are slingback heels?
Oh, those are heels with a little strap around the top of your heel to hold it on.
That's correct.
That's a married
That's
man.
Correct.
Oh, Quody!
That's a married
well
man.
Done. The, what, the slingback?
Slingback. It's a strap that goes around the back of the Achilles heel.
No clue. Just a big guess.
Yeah. That was good.
Well, very well
done.
Cool.
Yeah. It's 1-1. Cody tied it up.
I would not have gotten
one to wow.
Jenna, you are up next for the ladies. Toyota's full-size pickup truck is called the Tundra. What is the name of the other truck they offer?
A Toyota Tundra?
That's the full-size. That's the one that they do the offer. What's the other truck?
I don't know.
Offer?
Tonka?
That's incorrect. Any of the guys know?
Tacoma.
Tacoma, correct.
Yeah.
That's a Tacoma.
Titan, but that's a Nissan.
Correct, yeah.
Oh, so you would have gotten that wrong.
You would have gotten that wrong.
Yeah.
And you're a fellow truck driver, sir.
Yeah. What is with the car question?
It's still tied.
I like the
2-2.
Answer.
No,
one.
Or sorry, 1-1. 1-1, sorry. 1-1. Big Al, you are up next.
Oh, boy. Come on, Al.
Hey, Big Al, what is the name of Cinderella's chubby mouse friend?
Chubby mouse?
Uh-huh.
Chubbs.
incorrect. Do any of the ladies know this?
It's probably some French name.
Gus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it a sort of
Goose?
Sorry
about that, Cody.
That's all right.
Quody, did you know that one?
No, I figured it was my name, actually. I'm the chubby guy normally.
You're the chubby little rat.
Okay, it's still tied 1-1. Kelly, you are up again for the ladies.
Carrying this team on my back.
Yes, you are.
By 1 point.
Yeah. Kelly, NBA player Gordon Hayward broke his ankle during Tuesday night's game against the Cavaliers. Which NBA team does Gordon Hayward play for?
You remember this. We talked about it.
I want to say Boston.
That's correct.
Dang it!
Yes, 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 yes.
You are right.
Wait on my back. Look at me.
How out of all the NBA teams?
Because we talked about this. We were like the Celtics player.
You know the least about technology and basketball, and you got both of these right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My voice dropped.
Is somebody freaking feeding the answers to Kelly?
No.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Lord.
It is 2-1, ladies in the lead. JC, we are going to you.
Okay.
Hey, what kind of engagement ring did you get, Kinsey? Do you remember the cut of it?
Princess.
Okay. Can you describe to me a pave diamond ring setting?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No guesses? Nothing?
Hold on. A pave.
Huh?
What? A pave what?
Like a pave ring. If you were to get a pave ring, what does that look like?
It looks like a pave ring. It's got a diamond.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's got that diamond thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's got a baguette.
We are not going to accept that answer. ladies, do any of the ladies know?
It's what a diamond with diamonds, small diamonds all around it.
Yes, bunch of diamonds. No,
is...
Not even close.
It's the bigger diamond.
It's totally different.
I didn't know it, but that would have been my guess. Diamonds mm-hmm. around the diamond. Oh. That's all I know.
Well,
it is still 2-1.
Oh, I'm not trying to take credit
for the ladies. Tia.
Tia, come on, Tia.
You are up now.
Run away with it now.
Tia, on the show Mad Men, what was Don Draper's cocktail of choice?
A dirty martini? I don't know.
Do any of the guys know this one?
Mm. No, I was not a Mad Men fan.
It is an old fashioned. An old fashioned.
That's all right. Mm.
Still 2-1 for the ladies.
Okay.
We're going to go back to the boys.
Quody, you can tie it up.
Cody, we're going to ask you an alcohol question here.
Oh!
Vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, and lime juice are the four main ingredients in this cocktail.
Oh, my God. I'm a drunk by the weekend, too. I should know that. let's go with a margarita.
Mm, no! Incorrect. Incorrect, ladies. It's a Cosmo.
Cosmopolitan.
A who?
I don't drink. Cosmopolitan.
You know what?
You don't drink then because you're a man.
I admire you for not knowing what that was.
Al, did you know what that was?
Actually, there you go. I was going to go. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Good answer.
I've never made one.
It is 2-1 for the ladies. Jenna, here is your last question.
This would win it.
It would. Well, yes.
For sure win it.
Tire maintenance is very important.
Oh, my God.
What does PSI stand for?
Okay, it's the air. PSI is it per square inch?
Well, there's a per square inch is in there, but yeah. There's a certain a more defining what per square inch is what we're looking for.
Uh-huh.
But that's not the full answer.
It is not. It is pounds per square inch. Pounds is what PSI is.
Are you kidding me? You're not going to give me that for per square inch?
We got it's pounds.
You're joking that you're not going to give that to me.
It's pounds.
Yeah, it's pounds.
Yeah, because if you went kilograms per square inch, you would be all.
You didn't say it's what per square inch. You said PSI.
And the PSI stands
for tires
per square inch.
Pounds per square inch.
Okay. So, that's ridiculous.
Victim.
Yes, this is two.
Google it. Tell us what it's
pounds per square inch.
That's fine. I mean, you guys decide, but I think that's super lame. I agree.
Well, you say that because you're on our team, Kelly.
Ladies are still in the lead. Big Al, you got the last question for the guys.
Oh, my gosh. I can tie it
up. Come on, Al.
I can tie it up.
This could be it.
Which amendment granted women the right to vote?
Okay, it's not the first. It's not the second. I think it's down there a little bit. Sixth Amendment.
We need an answer.
I'm going to go with fourth.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Ladies, do any of y'all know the amendment? 19th. Correct.
I told you it was down there. Yeah.
The ladies win.
There, number three right. or four, yeah. What'd you say?
I couldn't
thank
remember.
Thank you, Kelly. Yet. So we won?
Yeah.
Ladies won.
We are vindicated.
Yeah.
Validated.
Oh, man.
Educated.
Empowered. Man. So the girls have a 2-1 lead on Battle of the Sexes. Quotey, it's not your fault. You scored the only point on our team, sir.
Yeah, you did.
I share the victory with Jenna and Tia with the Ia.
Yes. Thank you.
What are we giving them, Nick?
Y'all want to give us some t-shirts?
Yeah, you guys want some of our cool personalized t-shirts?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Might as well, yeah. Cody, you still be a winner because you got us the point. We'll let you guys choose. You tell Justin what you like. We'll put you on hold there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. I'm JC.
Hey, JC.
I have a family. I got two kids. My goal is to be their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a parent, you know, you got mom and dad. Let's be honest. You have a battle. You want to be the favorite.
You don't always win.
And you don't always win. But
sometimes you're the one who gives your kid an iPhone for her birthday and dad wins.
Kelly's dealing with that right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly. Yeah, Emma Kelly got a phone from her dad.
Need to borrow a car.
Something.
Yeah, that'll show him.
But yesterday, my daughter's favorite was my wife, probably, because my wife took her to Shopkins Live.
Okay.
I don't understand Shopkins Live, but I'm grateful for my wife
those
for taking it.
Those are tiny little things, aren't they?
Yeah, but they have like these people using the puppets. Luckily, I wasn't supposed to go. No dudes allowed.
Yeah, all right.
So I stayed back with my son. Now, I want to be my son's hero.
Sure.
I want to be the guy, like anytime my son wants to do anything, I want him to say Papa.
Yeah.
You know? So I asked him when we were sitting there and the girls were gone. I said, hey, buddy, what do you want to do? You want to play? And he goes, yeah, I want to play. And I was like, all right, man, who do you want to play with? And I'm expecting him to say, Papa.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
You're
I'm
there.
Ready for this.
You're there. He's there.
Uh-huh. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Here's what he said.
Big Al.
Big Al? Why?
Because he's your friend, and I want him to play tag.
You want Big Al to come play tag?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if he wants to run around, though. You think he wants to run around?
Yeah.
You think you're faster than Big Al?
Yeah.
I think you are, too. Right?
You could be, but you're too fast.
I'm too fast? That's why you want Al to come over?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
I'll take that.
How much money do you have in your piggy bank?
Making an appearance fee?
$100.
Yeah. That'll do it.
What are you going to buy?
A cookie.
How long have you been saving?
I don't know. For 100 years?
Well, you're only 5 and a half. So probably 5 and a half years.
Sounds like Daddy's been eating some cookies.
I would love to play tag
yeah,
with Kaysen.
My magic brownies. So, Big Al, Kaysen wants you to come over and play tag with him.
I would love to play tag with Kaysen. That's awesome. That's really weird.
Aww.
Anytime he's come up here, he hasn't, like, made any special, you know.
Bonding with you?
No.
It's usually Nick. Like, I expected him to say the funny guy. That's what he calls Nick Adams, one of our producers. But, no, he wanted Big Al to come over. Out of the blue.
Done.
Just wanted you to come over.
We'll do it.
When my wife came home yesterday, did you guys know last night was the perfect night to see Uranus, the planet?
Well, I would assume that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was on Twitter, and it said, tonight's the perfect night to go see Uranus.
Did you?
So did you see Uranus?
I asked Kinsey if she wanted to see Uranus, and then after we left, we went outside. And it was too cloudy. So we were not able to see Uranus last night.
So not the perfect night.
No, but then I got all into it, and so I started looking up fun facts about Uranus.
Okay.
And this is about the planet. Let's be adults here.
Of course it is.
Because I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Uranus was the first planet discovered in modern age?
I did not.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What was the second?
I don't know. I didn't look that far.
Well, you need to do more research.
Did you know that Uranus was discovered by Sir William Herschel?
No.
He discovered Uranus in 1781.
Why was it named after
that?
Like a Roman god or something?
Yes. No. It is named after a god, yes. Also, Uranus contains large amounts of gas. Called methane.
No wonder it's called Uranus.
Yeah, it does contain that.
You guys are so annoying.
What? Oh, you don't want to learn this morning, Jenna?
No, I don't want to learn. I don't want to learn about something I've never missed.
Please tell me more about Uranus.
Jenna, did you know Uranus is larger than Earth?
No, it's not.
Yeah. 14.5 Earths would equal the size of Uranus.
14.5
Earths, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that large.
It is, Kelly.
I thought they were different sizes.
Yeah, Kelly. Did you know Uranus has rings? They're just very difficult to see.
I was going to say, I thought Saturn has rings, right?
Yeah, they're just difficult to see. Uranus has two sets, very thin, dark-colored rings.
What are they rings of? I mean, what are the rings comprised of?
I didn't look that deep into it either.
You need to look up, what is a ring comprised of? I don't know.
Well, we can find out later, but did you know Uranus can actually be seen with the naked eye under the perfect conditions?
Well, under perfect, no cloudy conditions.
Yeah, of course. And Big Al.
Yes, please.
Did you know that Uranus can also be pronounced Uranus?
Uranus.
Yeah. Hmm. Both pronunciations are correct.
Both equally as bad.
Yeah. So, hey, we didn't get to see Uranus, but at least we learned a little bit about Uranus.
Well, thank you for telling us about Uranus.
I'm really into it. And I told you I'm into planets and stuff. I told you the guys in the past.
You are?
Yeah. Big
What's
time.
Bigger,
it's the only
dude?
Planet you like to talk about.
I love Uranus.
What, Al? Say it.
No.
What's bigger, Al? What?
Nothing.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.